I'm Katie Gilkey with today's Land and Livestock Report. Last week, President Trump signed an executive order calling for a review of designations made under the Antiquities Act by previous presidents. Public Lands Council Executive Director Ethan Lane shares,
"We were really gratified that the pleas that we have made to the new administration, both us and others, I know the counties have been very involved in this and other groups that are impacted. We've all been really banging this drum since the new administration got to town. And we were really gratified to see that they heard those calls and made this a priority in the president's first 100 days.
Lane continues,
"We look forward to helping them as they move forward with this review and providing Secretary Zinke and his staff any information that might make that evaluation process more effective. We know the impact of these designations. We know what has happened at places like Escalante Grand Staircase back in 1996 when it was designated. There were 106,000 animal units monthly inside that monument area. Today, there are 76,000 permitted and there are about 35,000 effective AUMs on the ground. That is absolutely devastating to those local communities, and there's been no comprehensive analysis or recognition of that. So we look forward to this process. We think that it's long overdue, and in further, we're really excited the president went as far as to say that he also wants to see recommendations for legislative changes to the act."
That's today's Land and Livestock Report. I'm Katie Gilkey with Ag Information, Network of the West.